The problem and challenges of wokeism in America. That is our topic for this particular portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Neil Mammon. And Neil Mammon, by the way, is quite an accomplished man. In fact, let me just say just a couple points here. He knows a lot about the subject of apologetics. The website crossexamined.com writes about author Neil Mammon, quote, he holds over 20 issued or pending patents in various technical fields. He's the founder of NoBlindFaith.com, an apologetics ministry. For those not familiar with apologetics, that means defending your faith. An apologetics ministry focused on training people to use apologetics in evangelization. Neil is also a dynamic apologetic speaker and teacher, and is the author of two books, Who is Agent X? Proving that Science and Logic shows that it's more rational to think God exists and Jesus was and is involved in politics. So we're going to talk right now with Neil Mammon. Neil, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. So I know we could talk about apologetics, Christian apologetics, and that's a very important subject to my heart. In fact, the ultimate founder of this radio station was Dr. D. James Kennedy, and he always cared about apologetics, Christian apologetics. But this threat of wokeism today is quite disturbing because it's found in virtually all facets of society, even some formerly kosher Christian ministries have started to go woke, and they all of a sudden they lose the gospel in the process. What is wokeism?
So, wokeism basically, I mean, I'll give you the summary definition of it. Basically, wokeism is basically when you are awoken to all the injustices in society, and the primary injustices, and I say injustices with quotes around it because these are the supposed injustices, and the primary injustices in society that they're focusing on today is transgenderism, homosexuality and lesbianism, critical race theory, the plight of the African Americans caused by America, not caused by other things, which we can talk about. What really causes the plight of African Americans, as you know, Jerry, and I've been on your show before. We started something called Every Black Life Matters, which is the Christian and conservative alternative to BLM, where we show the actual root cause of the African-American plight, which is definitely there. The black communities are in plight, are actually caused by a left-wing party that we will not mention that has been feeding them and keeping them in servitude by preventing them from having fathers in the home or incentivizing them to kick fathers out of the home, incentivizing them to stay in public schools, incentivizing them and not allowing them to leave public schools because they won't allow them to have vouchers. And there's a whole slew of things that go behind that. But basically, wokeism says that all the faults have to be solved, and it has to be solved through essentially socialism. So which brings me back to the root of wokeism. The root of wokeism is Marxism. In fact, we can target directly to the Frankfurt School in the 1930s that these guys came out of Nazi Germany, escaped one type of socialism, decided they wanted to start a new type of socialism in America, and their base is basically being Columbia University. And from there, we see lots of this critical race theory comes out of there, liberation theology comes out of there, critical theory comes out of there, and you can just find the root cause of all the issues back to the Frankfurt School. But that kind of gives you a basic idea. But in summary, it's basically a fight against supposed injustices, and they blame conservatives for the injustices.
Which is, you know, it's very ironic. But go ahead and explain, what do you mean by critical race theory?
So critical race theory is the concept that all of society is broken up into the oppressed class of people, the oppressed races, and the privileged races. And the privileged races are right now the white people, and therefore everything that we have today that causes black plight, which, as I said, is not conservatism or white people or America. It's actually a certain party that put them there. But it says that to solve that, we have to have reverse racism. And so critical race theory says if you're white, you're an oppressor. If you're black or a minority, you're an oppressed class. If you're a lesbian or trans, you're an oppressed class. And then they have something called intersectionality in critical race theory, which basically says the more check marks that you can check on the oppressed class system, the more oppressed you are, and therefore the more benefits and privileges you should have. So if you're black, you're an oppressed class one, and you should have certain privileges above the white people. If you're black and lesbian, then you're oppressed class two, which means that you have more oppression over a black person. If you're obviously, if you're a lesbian, you're a woman, so that gives you 3 points because the women are more oppressed, and you can go down. And if you're disabled or if you're whatever, you know, you can keep adding oppression classes into it. And the more oppressed you are, the more benefits the government should take from one group of people and give to another. So critical race theory would say that it's okay to have a university where whites are given higher standards of acceptance than blacks. It's okay that if you could have black-only events where whites are not allowed to come to, you know, things like that. It basically is racism. Yeah. Any way you look at it, it's pure racism. And it's not going to solve the problems. And this leads to one of the other reasons why critical race theory exists or was created, and that is the Frankfurt School, the Marxists, want to destroy America. And the five ways they're going to destroy America is, one, they're going to destroy the economic system, and that's by bringing more and more welfare. Two, they're going to infiltrate our colleges and universities and high schools, which they've already done. Three, they're going to infiltrate our churches, and you just talked about it with critical race theory, and that's going to break down the church structure. And a friend of mine, Judd Saul, whom you know, did a movie on it with Trevor Loudon called Enemies Within the Church. And then four, they're going to break down the family structure, and that's by introducing transgenderism, homosexuality, gay marriage, all these things to break down the family structure, which we've seen is breaking down, which increases crime and violence and all that. And number five is to create a race war. Their plan is to create strife between the races so that they will break down America even more. You'll have riots everywhere, which we saw with BLM and Antifa. Now, remember, most of these riots are being done by Antifa, which are not black people, but are white kids from very wealthy suburban neighborhoods that come to black neighborhoods and burn down black neighborhoods to create strife. So that kind of gives you a whole thing right there with critical race theory. We actually do a bunch of classes on it where we go through this itemized and kind of show you the evidence and proof of it at EBLM, everyblm.com.
When you were talking about the victim status, and you were saying, well, if you're black, then you're a victim. And then if you're black and you're a lesbian, then you're even more of a victim because you're lesbian. And then the third one was being a woman, of course, which is part of being a lesbian. The speaker for the president of the United States, I mean, that's a major position to be the spokesperson for the president. And I think they even often just use her initials, KBJ or whatever those initials are.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, I know.
But she's like, I was thinking, wow, she's a threefer, you know, using that description that you gave, a threefer, you know, which is
right. And so this is the problem you get, is you get people appointed to positions and they're pressurizing companies to do that. And by the way, if you need to meet the DEI recommendations, send us a contact information, say you need a diversity officer. We will come in. We will give you the right kind of diversity, the conservative kind of diversity, so you will meet all those requirements, and yet you will be doing the right thing. You don't need a diversity officer, but they're going to force you to have one, so we will be your diversity officer. Be a lot less expensive than hiring a chief diversity officer. You can make us the honorary chief diversity officers, and we can do all that. We will even do training. We will show you what true racism is. And I'm telling you, it's not what we're looking at today. Because the reality is there are no races. There's only one race. That's the human race. We're all God's people. We're all the same blood. We all bleed red. So there aren't races until we find a new race of aliens, maybe. Then we can say that there's races. But right now, it's not racism. It's ethnocentric differences and cultural differences, and the left is trying to make this a big deal out of it. My co-founder of EBLM has written a really great book called Woked Up, and it talks about the roots of racism. And I recommend you go to our website and get that book. It's an amazing book. It documents why we have Marxism today, and the roots of Marxism is Darwinianism, and the roots of Darwinianism is really racism. And he talks about how Darwin's a pure racist. In fact, if you remember, the book that Darwin wrote was called The Origin of the Species and Preservation of the Most Favored Races. That's the origin of all our scientific racism. Before we had cultural and social racism, but now we have scientific racism, and that's what we're be seeing in fed into our kids.
Okay, so wait, let's go back to the everyblacklifematters.com. That's your website, right?
Yeah.
And
no, it's or everyblm.com. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everyblm.com. Okay. Yeah. And but what you're saying is that sometimes in some corporations they say everybody, you know, the employees are mandatorily, you know, required to, well, I'm repeating myself, are required to get some sort of certification that you've had some sort of race seminar or whatever, whatever. And you're saying that your organization can provide such certification, valid certification, only instead of getting the woke up nonsense, you'll be getting a, you know, much more truthful picture. Is that right?
We can provide the certification. We can ensure that they meet all the DEI requirements, but we're going to do it the proper way. If they're going to ask for it, well, we can do it the right way. And a lot of banks are now saying, look, we want to make sure before we fund you, before we give you loans, before you accept your account, you've got to meet these checkboxes. Well, okay, we can fight fire with fire. We'll meet the checkboxes. If you're going to force us to play the game, until we have alternative banks that don't require that, if you're going to force us to play the game, we'll play the game, but we'll play it the right way.
Yeah, it's disheartening to see how wokeism has then infiltrated everything. I mean, even like the corporations itself. And we're not talking about true justice. We're talking actually about injustice. We're not talking about fighting racism. As you said earlier, this is CRT is actually quite racist. It's really like almost a repudiation of Martin Luther King Jr., what he stood for.
Absolutely. It's 100% repudiation. If he was here, he would be shocked and scared. And guess what? They would call him a white supremacist because he would not go along with what they're teaching. Right?
Okay. All right. So tell me, what does the word cisgender mean? C-I-S gender.
So cisgender basically means you're normal. It says that you are, let's say you're a male cisgender, then you are a male. You were born biologically male. You still are biologically male. You don't have any inclination to think that you're not biological male. So a cisgender basically means a normal person. Transgender would be someone who thinks that they are female if they're male, if they're born male, biologically male. And the reality is, I actually think that we should play with this. You know, the city of San Francisco says that if you're transgender, they'll give you a basic income. I think everybody in San Francisco should say we're transgender, and let's see what the city does with that. You know, I think that, you know, when this whole thing started, I said Target wants to allow transgender males into their women's restroom. I said, let's get a men's group, like a church group, and we will all go to Target. We'll announce that we're all in Target that day, and we're going to be there for 4 hours where all the men are going to claim to be transgender, and they're just going to sit in the women's restroom, and all the women's restrooms. And they're going to announce that. So all the women are going to go, I'm not going to Target today because I don't want to go into a restroom full of males. And then Target will go, wow, we just lost 4 hours of business from women. And Target will go, this is a bad idea. Maybe we should have a separate bathroom for people who don't think that they're male, that are male, that think that they're female. So that's what we're saying. Look, have your own bathroom, have a special bathroom, but don't let them into our room. Same thing with high schools. When the high school says the boys can shower in the girls' room, I think all the boys should get together, like, you know, get a high school church group or Sunday school group, a youth group, and say, hey, today for the next 3 weeks, we're going to be all transgender and we're going to fill the women's rooms, and then no women's sports are going to happen. No women are going to be comfortable. The women's sports are going to die. And then the school say, oh, maybe we were a bit too hasty. We should have a separate locker room for those who think they're trans. And go ahead, do that. But don't force that on our girls. Don't force on. So I always say, let's take it to the extreme. Let's give them a taste of what it really is like. But the problem is we're too wimpy. Most of us Christians are just kind of sitting back. So, no, we'll just do the right thing. Well, this is the right thing, is to break the system with their stupidity.
Huh. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Everyblm.com. Do you have a 20-second closing thought?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would also recommend that, you know, you get my book, Jesus is Involved in Politics. If you go to jesusisinvolvedinpolitics.com, that kind of lays this out. In fact, I laid this out almost 12 years ago about what was going to happen, and it all came to pass. Go to jesusisinvolvedinpolitics.com and get involved. Get your church, infiltrate your church, get them involved. If we get churches active in politics, we would not be in this mess.
Okay, thank you so much for being with us. Neil Mammon, all the best.
Thank you, Jerry.